Ted Wideman joins us from the Winnipeg Sun. Ted, I'm guessing Jets fans, I know they're down 0-2, but they have likely been partying since lunchtime today in preparation for this game tonight.
Yeah, I think the bars are filling up pretty quickly downtown right now. You know, it's snowing out here right now, so it's almost like karma for a whiteout at the at the MTS Center tonight. I don't suppose people are all that happy about the snow, but it just seems to fit. And, you know, like you said, it's been since 1996 since there was something like this going on here. This is the people were so thrilled to get their team back 4 years ago. Then to make the playoffs this year was exciting. And now the next thing is to have this home playoff game and get to do what they do best, which is scream their lungs out. And, you know, this franchise has never won a playoff game yet, going back to the Atlanta days. So that would be something special if they can do it on home ice tonight.
What's been the vibe from the players? I mean, do they recognize what this means to the community and, quite frankly, to all of Manitoba?
They do. They really do. I think that they're very happy that they were able to provide something like this for the fans, because these fans have really shown a lot of appreciation for the team over the 4 years since they've been back. And not with a ton of return. The Jets haven't been a terrible team, but they've been, you know, outside looking in for most of the time. To have that happen this year has been really special for the guys who've been here all 4 years and for the fans who've been backing them this long. And, you know, to a man that I've talked to and have even heard in other interviews on the radio and whatnot, that's the kind of attitude they have, is that they really appreciate what the fans do and would like to give something back, especially now when they have this chance here on home ice to at least get back in this series with the Ducks.
Well, what they got to do is kind of wake up in the third period. They've been dominated. That's cost them the game both times. The third frame against the Anaheim Ducks, I think they've been outscored 5-0 now in the two games in the final frame. What's Paul Maurice talked about? What's been the difference for his team in the final 20?
Well, what really has been the difference has been the power play for the Anaheim Ducks. They've scored 3 goals, including one early in the third period to tie it up in game one, and then another one in the third period to tie it up in game two. Both times, it was the Jets taking bad penalties against Ryan Kesler, who's very good at goading players into it. And first it was Mark Scheifele with a punch in the face, and then in game two, Andrew Ladd with a chop on the neck with his stick. Both very needless penalties, and both times the Ducks made the Jets pay. It's really interesting because the Ducks were the 28th best power play in the league during the regular season, and they're the best in the league right now in the playoffs because of what they've been able to do with their top-end players against the Jets. So really, the Jets have to make sure they don't let that happen again. If they have a lead in the third, they've got to be disciplined. They can't let that happen again. And, you know, they have been outplayed in the third period. There's just no question. They've done what they wanted to for the first two periods in both games. Now they have to do it differently, and I wouldn't be surprised if that meant mixing up some lines, mixing up the way they match up against the Ducks and trying to gain that advantage back, and, of course, getting a boost from the home crowd.
What about as far as the Winnipeg power play? Last game was 0-4, and I saw a little bit of some of their power plays. I thought that they almost looked tentative. Is that something you saw as well?
I saw a different word that starts with T. I thought terrible. I mean, really. they never got control of the puck. Really, yeah. for as many times as they had the power play in the first two games, they almost never got control of the puck in the offensive zone, let alone move it around and get some scoring chances. They're just not – there's something wrong with what they're doing out there, and it's kind of – it would be a sad thought that this is the reason, but it's really the first time in eons that they've had their whole five-man unit healthy with Bufflin and Enstrom and Little and Ladd and Matthew Perreault. And it just seems like there's some real disconnect there with them, and they're not moving the puck well at all. And really, when you get those amount of chances, both teams have had 7 power play chances in this series. The Ducks have 3 goals. There's your difference.
Ted Wideman joins us. And Ted, really, come playoff time, everything I know is under the microscope more, but in a short series, it has to be. Andrew Ladd, Brian Little, Blake Wheeler don't have a point between the three of them, and those guys are averaging 19 minutes. Great for Adam Lowy and great for Adam Party to score his first goal in, whatever it was, 3 years. It's like a Strudwick record or something.
Oh,
but
boy. Come on.
The fact is the Jets' top guys got to get going for them to have any hope in this one. Do you credit the Ducks for shutting them down 5-on-5, or what is the Jets' top guys not doing offensively 5-on-5?
Well, you have to sort of look and see how it goes tonight when the Jets get the matchups that they want, if that really is the case. But I think that they just have not been playing their game. You know, I wonder if Andrew Ladd is hurt. He hasn't practiced for a month. You know, you'd really think that that means that something's bothering him, and he doesn't seem to be playing himself. I think Jets fans have been grumbling about his play more than anybody in the series so far. Brian Little was hurt for most of the end of the season. He hasn't scored in a very long time or since he came back. And Wheeler had been really carrying this team offensively for quite some time, along with Mark Scheifele and Drew Stafford, and yet he seems to be neutralized in that first couple of games of the series as well. I think that those guys just need to keep their feet moving the way that they can, and they need to be on the attack more. I think they went into Anaheim thinking that the only way they could knock off that team was to really clamp down and play that clamp down defensive style, and they sacrificed some offense as a result. And I see them coming out with much more of that offensive fire right off the bat tonight, feeding off that home crowd, off the whiteout, and possibly, you know, getting an early lead as opposed to having to grind for it the way they did in games 1 and 2.
How do you think Little and Scheifele are doing against the big centers, Getzlaff and Kessler?
Well, Getzlaff has 4 points, and yeah. Kessler is just such a – he is a good playoff hockey player.
He's an irritating, you know, as hell kind of guy.
Yeah, he is. he makes the Jets want to take – you know, want to get back at
For
him,
sure.
And he's caused them to take penalties, and he's taken penalties of his own, so it's not like the refs are just – let you know, just targeting players who go after him. He's been in the box a few times himself, but you know, he just does a great job of aggravating the Jets. And you know, Getzlaff is just so strong. He's a very tough guy to play against, and I think the Jets would like to have Adam Lowry against him because Lowry is the biggest center that the Jets have, and that's their chance to really control him. But you know, we'll have to see how they manage to do that tonight. And the truth is, you know, take away the two centers, the guy that's killed them is Corey Perry on the wing, and he's obviously another big threat. So, you know, even if you neutralize the middle, you still got big problems with this Ducks team.
Any lineup changes tonight?
Doesn't look like it. Adam Party stays in. Obviously, he was really a late decision coming into the game in Game 2, whether it's a minor injury to Ben Sherrod or if Paul Maurice just decided he wanted to make a change. Maurice said there's no way Party's coming out now after his Game 2, and he was excellent. And you know, I think fans were really happy to see that guy get a goal because he's worked awfully hard for this team, and he hadn't had one for 4 years. So he'll stay in there. You know, personally, I think that if things aren't going well early in this game, you will see Paul Maurice get out the blender and mix up his lines because he's got to do something to get it going offensively. And that could even mean at some point, maybe not tonight because of the way they've put the lineup together, but at some point maybe you have to think about putting Dustin Byfuglien up front because he can make a difference up there. And so far he hasn't been making that difference from the blue line in this series.
Ted, it should be an electric atmosphere tonight. Bring some earplugs and enjoy it.
I think it's going to be great. You know, had a chance to be there in 96 for that last game against the Detroit Red Wings, and it's pretty fantastic for this city to be able to see it happening again.
Yeah, you betcha. Appreciate it. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.